Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, Thursday, October the 27th, 2022. 14 minutes past the hour, 41 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion today. And hey, it's almost the end of the week. How about that? One more day and we will be headed into Friday. You know, I've got to tell you, And there's nothing more that I like in life than a little bit of interesting things going on. Let's put it that way. Just interesting things going on in life, out of the ordinary things. But boy, oh boy, some mornings you wonder about certain things. I'll tell you, holy mackerel. But anyway, let's get into the program here today. What do we got going on? Well, of course, we got the fruitcake toss going on. Fruitcake toss coming up on December 15th at 7:10 p.m. at the radio station, and we have a lot of entries into this, which we are very happy about. We got a few entries in yesterday. We have Sarah and Judy Cressup and a busload of people that Sarah is bringing, or a carload of people, I guess I should say, that will fit into her Honda Pilot. We've got Pastor Whitaker, we've got Buckeye Guy, we've got Fruitcake Lily. Now, we've got Ralph Thacker, and I hope somebody has let Ralph know that he's in the competition. I have not seen him yet. When I see him, I'll let him know. But if you know Ralph Thacker, let him know that he has been entered. Glenn Coble, we've got Brandon over at the house, we've got Angie, we've got Sheriff Bales. As of yesterday, Lieutenant Brown from the police station has been entered. Possibly some people from the auditor's office. We've got James Anderson. We've got Ted Jolliffe. We've got Mayor Kellogg. We have got Linda. We've got myself. We've got Terry Tackett. We have got Adam. Who else is in it? Dr. Davis is in it. So a whole host of people. And I know other people have been called as well. Now remember, you can enter anybody you would like into the fruitcake toss. All you got to do is give me a call, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we can get that person in the fruitcake toss. We're well over 20 at this point. Hopefully going to top 30. We topped 30 last year. I just got right at 30, I think it was. I know calls have been put into Ray Grogan's office, I believe. A call was put into George Kosodis yesterday. I think some calls were put into Colleen Marshall and Jim Ganahl. So it's really shaping up to be a big event coming up in November, and we look forward to that. 740-751-4038. Boy, oh boy, I had to think about it there for a second. If you have any information on the fruitcake toss or would like to enter anybody in the fruitcake toss, give me a buzz and we can get them entered. That's the point. The more the merrier, as they say, tossing that fruitcake around. Isn't that a lot of fun? Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Last year we had a lot. Well, Dono Bauer, I forgot to mention Dono Bauer is in the competition. Now, Dono is the fruitcake toss champion, I believe with 70 foot. I know we wrote down the distances that people tossed the fruitcake last year, and I don't know where the list is. And I got to find the list, to be honest with you, because I'm pretty sure it was 70 foot. It was either 60 or 70 foot. I know he broke the record, and I know most people were throwing in between 40, what was it? I'll say 30 and 50 foot. Oh, Mike McGinnis, my 600-pound life, is in the competition. So, it's going to be an interesting time. Let's put it that way. The fruitcake toss on December 15th at 7:10 p.m. And if you have any information regarding that, would like to enter anybody, and you can enter anybody you like. All you have to do is let them know that they are in the fruitcake toss. 740-751-4038. 41 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. You know what? I'll tell you, I went through McDonald's this morning to get the large diet soda, and they gave me a regular soda. Can you imagine, of all things? They had such a good record going with me with the diet soda, and today I got a regular soda. Now, you know, regular pop is okay. I don't drink it very often, if at all. But this morning, I'm stuck with a regular soda. So we'll see how this day goes today after getting a regular soda this morning. Okay, so that's the fruitcake toss. All right, what else do we have to talk about here? You know, there's not a whole lot going on. We talked yesterday about Governor DeWine's visit to Tri Rivers and talked about how it's nice that things like that are happening, because I think it puts a spotlight on Tri Rivers that they certainly deserve with the big Ramtech program they've got going on out there. And the Ramtech program is doing very well, and I think it's still one of a kind here in Ohio, maybe in other states as well. And it's so great that Tri Rivers was able to be on the cusp of that. And it brought up the conversation yesterday of and I think it's in the paper today, by the way. I was looking online at the big articles in the newspaper, and there is an article about Ramtech students meet with Ohio governor. So that's a very nice thing. But the story was, yesterday, why don't we spend more time talking about the good things that we have here in Marion, like the Ramtech program out at Tri Rivers, and like the dorms that are built, the things that go on at OSUM, the things that go on at Tri Rivers, the things that go on at Marion Tech. Now, I'm not saying that we should not report on the bad stuff. Of course, you have to report on the murders and the drug dealings and so on and so forth, but we tend to focus on those things a little more than we focus on the good things. You know, if a murder happens, it's talked about forever, but the ongoing good things like Ramtech and all the dorms being filled up here in Marion and so on and so forth, we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about that. We don't seem to, I don't know. We mention it once and then we kind of roll on, and then people do tend to mention the bad things that go on. Now, if you have any theories on why that happens, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Also, if anybody's read that article in the paper this morning about the governor visiting Ramtech, you can call and let me know how that was. How was that visit out there at Ramtech? Boy, I'll tell you, the weather got chilly yesterday. What a gloomy, bleak day yesterday was. It just kind of misted rain and got cold and just was not a pleasant day at all. And looks like today, starting at 41, 42 degrees and cloudy skies, I don't think we're going to have much of a warm day today either. But, you know, we are in late October. You know, Halloween's Monday. This is the last Thursday of the month of October. So, here we are, as they say. Can you imagine? Next week is November. And we only have 24 days in November before Thanksgiving. So it's not too long, not too far at all. The 2nd of, the 1st of November on Tuesday, and then 24 days later we got Thanksgiving. But we do have a little extra time in our Christmas season. I think we'll actually get 5 weeks this year with Thanksgiving coming so early. So it's a good time, I guess. A good time of year for people who like that. But the rainy weather is what I object to. You know, I understand it's going to be cold. I understand it's Ohio. I understand all of that stuff. But the misty, rainy, day that we had yesterday was not pleasant at all. So that's what I don't like. You know, trying to walk outside in the rain, that is not good at all. Not pleasant at all. And I don't know how it could be pleasant for anybody. And I hope yesterday, if you didn't have to go out, you didn't. Because it was just a nasty day. All right here, what do we got? Cloudy skies, 42 degrees. Well, hopefully it gets better today. Do want to remind everybody again that we've been mentioning, you know, Mary Ellen Withrow was supposed to be in the fruitcake toss. I don't think that's going to happen this year because a week ago Sunday she did fall and break her leg. And she is at the Marion Point for rehabilitation here in Marion. Now the address over there is 409 Bell Fountain Avenue. So if you want to send a card, we did get requests for that. And I did ask Mary Ellen if it was okay to tell people what happened to her and where she is. The address is 409 Bell Fountain Avenue. It's Marion Point here in Marion, and I'm sure Mary Ellen would be glad to read your card if you so should send it over there. All right. Well, yesterday we had a question that I don't know if it ever got answered. We might have answered it ourselves yesterday about Founders Park here in Marion. Oh, we're getting a call. Let's take the call. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, it's me.
Yes.
I don't know which number to call you.
Yeah, this is well, tomorrow we'll be at the studio.
Okay. I just wanted to call and tell you that I called the Fire Chief Deem, and he said yes.
Oh, good. Fire Chief Deem's in.
Now, it might not be him, but somebody. And I just tell them if anybody there wants to do it, you know, that I said they just want somebody.
Right, right.
You know, they don't, like, if somebody, two or three, want to do it, then I'm not going to take, you know, if they're coming or not coming. Just they say yes, and I suppose they'll call if they can. And I've called everybody that I've got on my list. They just have to call me back.
So the only people we haven't heard back from yet are Colleen, Jim Ganahl, and Ray Grogan, and George Kasotis at this point.
And Mr. Schauber.
Oh,
and
yes.
And I haven't heard back from Mayor Sertzer or Judge Edwards. I got one judge. He's very nice. So I just picked like one judge, one this.
Well, it's good that we got somebody from the fire department. We've got somebody from the police department. And we've got Sheriff Bales himself. So we've got a lot of representation from these groups in town, which is good.
Yeah, maybe somebody on the computer, like the fire department, could send that. Chief Thane, and then the other fire departments around the city and stuff, they could, you know, they could see it, and then, you know, if they wanted to do it or something. Because it takes, you know, to call, it's kind of, I almost think I should just send a little note and see if they want to do it instead of calling and stuff, but that's it. So I have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4... I have about 7 to call yet.
Well, it's good we've got, because I think we're getting pretty close to 30. When I go to the station tomorrow, I'm going to try to remember to take this list I have at home so I can put the list together. But I know we're well over 20 people in, and we might be approaching 30 people at this point, which is good.
Yes, so
it should be a good event. Have you had a chance to read the article in the paper this morning about the governor and his Ramtech visit?
Well, I don't see an article. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, it might be just online, or maybe it's going to be in tomorrow's paper. I don't know. I don't know how they do that at the newspaper, but
His picture's there, and a couple with the students, but one of them is about the parking they want to do about downtown, and the other one is STDs. I guess that's going around because of the epidemic. That's on the front page. And I turned it to see, and I just started reading it. I don't see where there's a write-up about him.
So there's a story about STDs on the front of the Marion Star?
Yes, it's on the rise.
Oh, yeah. My. Well, I'm sure that'll sell newspapers. Holy mackerel.
Well, they blame COVID.
Well, what is the deal with the parking downtown? What's the situation there?
Well, that Luke Henry, I think it's on Church Street. They want to do, wait a minute. Oh, they want to allow for realignment of the curb on each Church Street between Main and the alley, so that I guess there's maybe some restaurants going there, so they can sit out on the, you know, have little tables on the sidewalk. I think there's three things going in that section. Is it that the section across from the that park downtown to the right before you get to the old post office? There's a section of, before you get to that, is it Abner's house or something? There's a little section of, I think there used to be a barber shop there or something, a shoe repair place. I think that's what they're talking about there.
Is that, are you talking about Founders Park?
Yeah, I think there's buildings right across from that on Church Street. I think they're, maybe they're working on those ones, but they're working on some up on Main Street, too, past the courthouse, I think, too. Wait. And it says that they're going to make the top floors into lofts, and there's going to be three commercial storefront spaces on the ground floor and filled by restaurants. So I don't know if all three will be restaurants, and then the loft apartments on the upper two floors.
Well, that's good.
So they're going to have a lot of people living downtown.
Well, it's
so if those people do drive, and they take up a lot of these parking places, when you go visit the, I don't know how that's going to work, because you can get several apartments on one floor of those, I would say.
Well, it's interesting, because we got a call in yesterday that they're doing something in Founders Park, digging it up or something. Now, I don't know if it's to build that new eggshell dome that they have talked about. I don't really know.
Oh, I never heard about that.
Yeah, I have not been downtown for a while to see that they were digging up Founders Park, but that's what I understand. Somebody, I think it was Sarah, called in yesterday and said that. Now, I know they're supposed to build that dome, but
I didn't know that. See, I didn't know that, but I know on that new pizza place, those, as you go towards Church Street, I got a shoulder in my throat. On the left, there's two buildings. I think one had that elevator or something. They worked on those. I don't know if they're open or not. And then I think they're working on some up on Main Street and then Church Street, but that park. And I don't know, they're working on quite a few of them downtown. I don't know who's investing, but they're really investing in it.
Well, that's good. You know, it's nice. There's nothing wrong with investing in downtown. We just hope it all pays off in the end, but it's nice. So they want to put parking on Church Street?
No, they want to, wait a minute. They want to, let's see, are they going to take some of the parking out? They want to make the sidewalk wider, so that there can be, people can sit out. Like, you know, when you see New York, people are sitting out on the sidewalk eating and stuff.
Oh, okay, so they want to do away with some of the parking.
I'm trying to see here if, it says there, for the block, they want to eliminate six parking places on each church street to make four. I gotta keep clearing my throat. To make room for extensions of the sidewalk to allow outdoor patios for the three commercial spaces. And it sounds like all three are going to be restaurants.
Well, that's interesting. You know, some restaurants go downtown and some seem not to go. I don't know. It's, you know, didn't that Coney Island place downtown just close not too long ago?
I don't know. I was by there last night, and it was dark. But what I'm thinking is, across from Founders Park, those buildings they're doing, they're going to Main Street to Church Street to the post office. If there's parking along there on the right, I guess they're taking those away. Six parking places would be maybe to the end of the building. Because it's kind of long there, the buildings, the ones they're doing.
Well, that's interesting. So, I wonder, because I'm not downtown very much, I wonder if those parking spaces are ever filled up. I wonder if they...
when I go down Main Street, they park the other way. And so when you get down to Church Street, you've got room to cut. It's one lane. You've got room to cut over about one car. And, you know, you keep going down to Rite Aid and stuff. So that kind of, there's not that much traffic, but these places are usually full.
Well, I know a lot of people were upset last year when they did that diagonal parking. When it, where was it on?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there, a lot of people say they can't see when they're trying to pull out of there to get up and down the road.
Scott, you know, if you go to Walmart or any place and you're three or four cars down and you got a great big truck on either side of you or a van, something big, not like a regular car, you cannot see out. And they ought to, I'm not going to say make them, but the trucks ought to park farther down the parking lot, because when I back out, I ease. Sometimes I blow a horn, but it's up. But you cannot see past anything kind of high up like that, because you're sitting down short, and you can't see a car coming. If it's coming, been at Walmart, and it's turning to come down, you can't see. So that's kind of like what it is downtown, too. And then some trucks, I know when you go past a Church Street, you go up, it's at Main Street towards the courthouse. Sometimes there'll be a truck, and it'll take up more room than the parking place. It'll hang out over, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're longer, some of them. Got longer beds, or they're longer than a car, so you have to watch that, too.
So the idea in the paper today is about six parking spaces on Church Street being eliminated.
Yeah, and I kind of don't like that, because, like me, I'm older. I like to get closer, and you're not going to sit out maybe that much. And to do away with them permanently, I don't know why they couldn't. Nobody will be walking there unless they're going to these three businesses. Why they just couldn't kind of do it in the summertime, put a, you know, few tables out there or something, and okay, up close to the building, and then you would have, to me, the sidewalk, you could probably have room to walk down the sidewalk anyway. I don't see the idea of, you know, eliminating those.
Well, I'll tell you, the sidewalk dining idea is kind of an interesting idea, because, you know, we live in Ohio, so 6 months out of the year, you really can't sit outside anyway, because it would be too cold. I don't know what these businesses would do in the winter months. I guess you would have to go inside, but I guess they would just take the tables in the winter. I don't know how that would work.
Let's see. Yeah, if it rains, that's what I said, to lose six parking places is kind of, I don't know.
Like,
in a way where they put Founders Park, I know they use it. But I don't know of any other place. It would have been nice if they just would have made that lot nothing but parking. You know what I mean?
Right. Like yesterday, I don't think I would have enjoyed sitting outside to eat.
No.
It was very kind of just rainy and nasty and unpleasant.
Windy.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know how outside dining will go. I know a few restaurants downtown have it. And when people can sit outside, they seem to enjoy it. But there are just certain months of the year where I don't think you can do that.
No, I think George's old restaurant, is it the Vine or something? They sit out. That's the only one I know of.
Yeah, at Byrie's. I think it's called Byrie's now. I think they do sit out there quite a bit. But I don't know. I just don't know if that's a big boon for downtown or not. If it works, it works. I guess that's the good idea. But I don't know what the parking situation is like on East Church Street, so I'm not sure if eliminating six spaces is a big deal or not. I'm not sure how many spaces are there to begin with.
Well, apparently there's six they're wanting to take out, and I think that gets you almost down to the post office. Because I think in that, isn't that house there that you can go toward, I think, isn't that the Abner House or something? And that's, I think, one block by itself, and then the other block is those three buildings. So I don't know how far down you can park, you know, and stuff. I just don't pay much attention to that. But to take out six parking places seems like city council has to think about, I guess, do it.
Well, so, you know, it's going to be interesting, because we've got this Charlie's Philly Cheesesteak. Looks like it's going to happen pretty soon here where White Castle and Popeyes was on Route 95. And I assume at some point this Del Taco is going to open. And when these new restaurants open on Route 95, which are a little easier access than downtown, I wonder if that's going to hurt the downtown business.
Yeah, I don't know. I know there's a few already downtown, but a lot of people, I think, go to Columbus and stuff, so maybe they'll stay here more or something.
Maybe. You know, if it depends, I think, on what kind of restaurant it is. I have noticed that. But I'll tell you a funny thing now. A lot of people like the drive-thrus, and I don't think we have any drive-thrus downtown.
No, and then the older people, they like to kind of park close, which on the other side of the street, let's see. Well, they could almost make it one lane down Church Street, you know, past the post office. If there's going to be businesses at that section, you can't go fast anyway. And you could park on the side where they want to take the parking away and then park across by the Founders Park, and that would be parking on both sides and just, you know, unless you're going to one of those places, you're just driving through, and you'd want parking, I would think, more than the main town. When we go to a lot of towns, like out on 95, I don't know why that's not 25 miles an hour. Because when we go to towns, when you get around a busy place, they, you know, put it way down. Because they usually go 40 and more down that 95. But to me, to take the parking, that's just, I don't know.
You know,
a lot of the older people do eat out. They're the ones that's retired and probably go out more. Of the evening, it's probably the younger people, but I don't know.
Well, you know, I've noticed that a lot of people are not paying attention to the speed limits anywhere anymore, especially out in front of Tri-Rivers here. I know there's a speed limit reduction there, and boy, people fly by there. And over by Harding, I was noticing yesterday, I know that's a school zone, and there are, I mean, now some people abide by it, but boy, there are some people who just fly right down through there, don't pay attention to the blinking lights at all.
Well, over here, there's a school right down the road, a block or two down, and then there's one on Bell Fountain, and it's 25, and they will go down through here, I bet you 50, and two cars already got hit. My car got hit, and the neighbor's lady 2 years ago, hers got totaled, and, you know, if you're going 25, you might do a little bit of damage, but her car wasn't even drivable. They hit it so hard, but no, this here is the worst street that I've seen around. They just, whatever reason, they just fly down this road, and I look for the car to jump the curb, and the kid's walking down the sidewalk. Somebody's going to get killed, but and stop because that was in, mine got hit about 3 years ago, and hers got hit 2 years ago, so.
Just by being on the side of the road?
Being on the street, you have no place to park. Some houses don't. Or you have to go to the alley, you know, in the back.
So the people flying down through there just sideswiped them?
Yeah, I hit them. Yeah.
Isn't that something? And just kept on going, huh?
Yeah, before, they told me before the school was, built down there, they could park on both sides. And then they made sidewalks, and, you know, it made it smaller. But when you go down, is it Woodrow, these streets, I don't know. Because there'll be a house, and the house will have maybe two or three renters. So that means where there'd be one car, there's 2 to 6 cars there. And when you go down these streets, they park on both sides. And you're lucky to get down it, and some are big trucks, and they hang out. They almost need the on this west side to make it one way. You know, one way down 9th Street, and then, you know, all these streets make it one way because a lot of these houses are rentals, and at least 2 people, you know, maybe drive, and then if it's like a 2-story, there'll be 2 or 3 apartments maybe in it. And sometimes you really have to watch going down them because when they park on both sides, it's a stretch before you can even pull in to, you know, let somebody by. So, and stuff, but no, this street over here is the worst that I've, and I ride a lot around Marion, and this is the worst street I've I've ever seen.
Well, it's unfortunate. If maybe people abided by the traffic speed limits and traffic codes, we could get a little better. But, they fly down South Prospect, that's for sure. I mean, the semis.
I know, I noticed that. And then I noticed down by Rite Aid when you're on Columbia Street and then you're turning left to go on to State Street. Well, they'll be at the red light and they'll turn. And you can't make a left turn when one street is two-way and one is one-way. Both of them have to be one-way. And I've seen them. I don't know if they don't take that student driving anymore or what, but I've seen things that you just wouldn't believe. If you took a student driving, you would know not to do that stuff. But I've seen several, and I don't know if they just don't want to sit there or what, but they'll make a left turn and you can't do it. You can't, from a two-way, make a left turn on one-way. So.
Well, it's interesting. I've pulled out of driveways on South Prospect, and I used to live on South Prospect quite a while ago. And it seemed as if when you pulled out of a driveway, cars sped up. They could see you pulling out of a driveway and that you would have to stop and straighten out and go down the road. And cars would almost speed up when they saw you. They wouldn't try to slow down. They would speed up. And I always wondered why they did that.
I don't know, and then you got to watch, too, because I know when I go out to my household in Hipshire, especially down there at that Todco door place, if you're going to make a right turn, and they come from Fairground, and they're making a right turn, there, and they got their turn signal on. Well, used to, maybe once in a while, I'd pull out, but I don't anymore because they turn the turn signal on, and they don't turn, and you pull out, and they hit you. Well, it's you, so I don't do that anymore. They could do it accidentally, have their turn signal on and they're not turning, so I try to watch stuff like that.
Well, yeah, you're right. It can be dangerous out there. You definitely have to be...
Yeah, I've never seen such driving. I don't know where these people... I say they got their license from a Cracker Jack box. I can't believe it.
Yeah, you definitely have to be on the defense, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yep.
Well, so we got Lieutenant Deem in from the fire department, or somebody from the fire department. That's a good addition, and I guess we'll see how the others shake out.
Yeah, they should be calling me because last night later I answered the phone because it looked like a Marion number, and it was one of those scammers, calling about Medicare or something. And
now, have you gotten any calls?
I get so many of those. I've quit watching. Answering. Sometimes they'll say the state, North Carolina, and I just look and I don't pick it up. So.
Now, have you got any of the political calls recently?
No, I don't seem to get those.
I've gotten a few of those, and they come across the same way. They come across as a local number or a private number, and you pick them up, and then it's a recorded message. This is blah, blah, blah for blah, blah, blah. Please remember to come out and vote on November the 8th, that sort of thing.
No, I usually get those, and sometimes about a charge card and stuff. And then I got one, I think it was about a police something, but it wasn't in Ohio. I think it was from another state, and I wouldn't, give to another state or something. But no, used to, I think I got 20 calls or more a day, and now I'm down to about, they've really let down. But it's that season now for join that Medicare stuff, so I'm getting a few, but I've got down to maybe 3 or 4, maybe 10 sometimes a day, and you get tired of running for the phone, so.
Well, I think you're right, but hopefully we'll see how it all shakes out, but it's nice to have more people in the fruitcake toss. Hey, thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we appreciate all the help with the fruitcake toss, 47 minutes past the hour here. On this Thursday morning, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, what do you think about the parking downtown? Do you think it'd be a good idea to eliminate 6 parking spaces on Church Street? I don't know. See, I'm not downtown enough to know if there is a parking problem. I really wouldn't think there would be a parking problem on Church Street. But you never know. I don't know. I know when they did the diagonal parking, a lot of people got bent out of shape. Now, it's still diagonal, so I guess people are okay with it. But I know that was a big to-do when they first went diagonal down lockdown. People thought it was a joke in the beginning, and then it just became a permanent part of the way things go. All right, phone lines are open. You have any opinion on that or any of these other places opening? I don't know. Is there a big call in Marion for a Charlie's cheesesteak place, Charlie Philly cheesesteak, which will be out here where White Castle is? Or does anybody know why they are digging up Founders Park? Does it have something to do with that dome that they're going to put? Dome stage, I think, is what it was supposed to be. Kind of an egg dome type of a stage downtown. Which, you know, that actually, I think, might turn into a good idea. Nobody wants to go downtown and perform in the wet and the cold and the rain. So that could definitely turn into a good idea. Let's see. There was some... Oh, we're talking about the Burks outlet out on 95 by Kohl's, which, by the way, I guess is not going to be called Burks. It's got some kind of a different name. The name is on the building, and every day I say I'm going to stop there and try to remember what the name of the building is. But it's not Burks. It's something else, but it begins with a B. Now, I assume it's under the Burks heading, although I don't know what that is. So if anybody knows what... that is out there, or if that's going to be the same type of business as Burks, let me know. And I'm not even sure what Burks sells. I probably could research that on the internet, but I'm not really sure what kind of things they sell. Is it women's clothes? Is it clothes for all people? Is it discounted clothes? I guess it's an outlet, so I guess it would be kind of discounted clothes. So if anybody's got any information on that, they can give me a buzz as well. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And, of course, the fruitcake toss, always a nice topic of conversation, as now we have Lieutenant Deem in it from the fire department, fire chief. I guess it'd be Fire Chief Deem, not Lieutenant Deem. People from the auditor's office, Lieutenant Brown from the police station, Sheriff Bales, Angie, Brandon, Glenn Coble, Ralph Thacker, Dono Bauer, a few people who ride the bus who are going to come in with Sarah, Fruitcake Lily, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Judy Cressup, Sarah, Mayor Kellogg, Ted Jolliffe, James Anderson, Dr. Davis. Oh, who else do we have? Linda, myself, Mike McGinnis, Terry Tackett, Adam, a whole host of people who are entered into the competition and have accepted the offer to come to the big fruitcake toss. So it's going to be a real big event coming up on December the 15th at 7:10 p.m., 10 days before Christmas. Who is going to toss that fruitcake? And as I said, Dono Bauer, the employee from Donato's Pizza, currently holds the record in the fruitcake toss. Oh, Bob Welsh is in the fruitcake toss as well. Bob's name is written at the studio. I should write it down here on this piece of paper. But Bob coming in from Columbus to toss the fruitcake, and he's actually bringing a plaque this year. So the winner of the fruitcake toss will get a plaque. They will get a certificate. They will get a fruitcake and some kind of food, I believe. I don't know if it's... last year it was Zoolite tickets. But this year, I think it will be some type of food. That will be the prize for the fruitcake toss. Maybe a pizza. Maybe dinner somewhere in town. You know, we'll have to talk about that here at the station to see what the prize will be. But it'll be worthwhile. And who will walk away with it this year? Will it be Dono Bauer again? I still don't know how he got that fruitcake. And I can't remember if it was 60 or 70 foot. But it was certainly far and away above what everybody else was doing. We even had Santa Claus out there last year throwing a fruitcake. So I don't know what the distance will be. But it certainly will be interesting. Let's put it that way. 740-751-4038. If you have any thoughts on the fruitcake toss, want to put anybody in, or any thoughts on any of these businesses in town opening up the Charlie's Philly cheesesteaks out on Route 95. 5. Boy, oh boy, what else? Burke's Outlet. And apparently all kinds of things going on downtown. Do you like the sound of the movement downtown? Is that a popular thing among people who are listening? Do you like the idea of possibly more restaurants downtown and maybe outside seating for the restaurants downtown? Is that a popular idea? I don't know. Do people care if we lose 6 parking spots on Church Street to make way for outdoor eating? Would you rather have the outdoor eating? If anybody's got an opinion, let me know. 740-751-4038. See, again, not going downtown very often, and certainly not on Friday night. I don't know if there are a lot of people who are sitting outside in on Church Street or any other street downtown. There might be. There might be a call for this. I'm just not a good one to gauge it. Has anybody been downtown recently and seen a lot of people sitting outside on Friday nights or Saturday nights? Or for that, any night of the week for that matter, having dinner downtown? You know, if it's going to increase the business for these restaurants downtown, I certainly think that would not be a negative thing. You know, we certainly are looking for positive things. Oh, and I got to tell a story. Yesterday, I ran into Mary, who listens to the station here, and I think she takes her granddaughter to school, who we talked to. Well, when was it? Tuesday? Was it Tuesday we did this thing where we did the guess on how many people go through McDonald's drive-through in 1 hour on Mount Vernon Avenue in the morning? And the answer was 58 people. And we had a few people guess, and one of the people we had guess was Brinley, who is Mary's, I think, granddaughter. And Mary was telling us how Brinley liked hearing her name on the radio. So if they're out there this morning, I hope Brinley's hearing her name again. But it was a good guess. Very good guess. She guessed 50. She was only 8 off on the count. So I hope she has another great day in school today. And it's great that we were able to make Brinley's day the other day. That's a positive thing. That's what you want to do with the medium of communication. You want to try to make people's days. You don't want to have bad outings. And as I was saying yesterday, when we were talking about what is appropriate, well, we're getting a call. Let's take the call here. That's the important thing. Go ahead, caller.
I like hearing my name on the radio too, Scott.
Well, I we get it on there.
I know, like every day I'll be driving. I'll hear it. But anyway, you were talking about the traffic.
Yes.
And what's your opinion? And I know what my opinion is, and I'll give it here in a second. But you know the alley that's beside, like, Taste of Memphis and Founders Park?
Yes.
When you come down that to get Main Street, and you come out of there, whether it be to take a left or a right, when there's parked cars there, like in the middle of the day, that is like a salmon swimming upstream. You know, that it's a fight for survival. You cannot see around those parked cars, so you just have to nose out there, say a few prayers, give it gas, and hope for the best. You really cannot see around those cars. There's been many times where it looks like I pulled out in front of somebody, you just couldn't see. You get one of those big, like, extended cab pickups that park there. Good luck, Chuck.
Well, that's the thing, and I think that was the issue with the diagonal parking. I don't think anybody was trying to be rude and condemn the diagonal parking, but it is difficult to see around the cars when you've got a few of them parked there like that, because the road is so narrow to get out there without getting hit. I don't even know how you're supposed to do it.
Exactly, and that was because it was difficult before where they were parked. You know, what's the opposite of diagonal?
Vertical.
Yeah, that. It was hard when they were parked that way, and that was still sort of a challenge, but you could kind of look, like, through the back windshield and see. This way, I hate to be critical or whatever, but sometimes it could be quite challenging.
Well, I don't even remember how many parking spaces we gained. I don't remember what the number was. I don't even know if we gained a whole lot of parking spaces by doing that. I don't think it was a great number of parking spaces.
Well, and let me just say this. When you're at that same said alley, is what we're going to call it, because I don't think that's a street. When you're coming out that alley, let somebody be across the street on the other side of the street, and they're backing out as you pull out. You know, that's a potential hazard, too.
Well, you're downtown a little more probably than I am. What do you think about taking out 6 parking spaces on Church Street?
Refresh my memory now. What are we doing? What are they doing that at?
Well, I think it's down. I think they said East Church, so they could make room for outside eating.
Well, I'm not sure. I really don't know, because I wasn't sure how to feel about the diagonal parking. But now that we've had some time, I'm not a fan. But you know, nobody's paying me to think. But that, what are they doing with that parking lot behind Copperhead?
You know, I don't know. I've not really heard anything about what they're doing with it. I'm sure it'll probably some kind of parking, I would imagine. But people don't like to walk, I think, is the
problem. I wasn't sure if they were digging it up just to, like, make it nicer and, like, repave it or something. Or because that's all chewed up.
Well, I guess we'll hope for the best at this point.
Yeah, and you've got to give them credit. They are trying to spruce Marion up, bring more people in, you know, make it more attractive, have something for people to do. Like, kudos to them.
Yeah.
That, coming out of that alley on Main Street at lunchtime.
Don't get hit, and here comes the break. Hey, thanks, Sarah.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it.